Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson called Tips for Souvenir Shopping. Many of you like to go traveling, and sometimes when people go traveling, they like to buy souvenirs to bring back for their family and friends. And actually, my question for you is, do you ever buy souvenirs for people? Carolyn?
I usually do buy souvenirs for people, and sometimes I buy too many souvenirs. I think of, oh, I could get this bracelet for this person, mm-hmm. and I can get this for another person, and then I just end up with too much stuff.
Well, Carolyn, I understand. You know what? I went to the United States recently, and I brought back some souvenirs. I was wondering if maybe you wanted this souvenir. It's a cute little, it looks kind of like bunny ears.
Oh, yeah, little rabbit ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a very nice souvenir, Gabe.
Yeah, or maybe you don't want that one. Maybe you'd like this one instead. It keeps your drink nice and warm.
It's for drinks.
Actually, you know what I think you'd really like is this. It makes a cute noise. Yeah? You like that?
Sure, Gabe, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Actually, you can have all three.
There you go. I think I have too many souvenirs from the U.S.
They're wonderful souvenirs. Now let's get started with our lesson, Tips for Souvenir Shopping.
Tips for souvenir shopping. Avoid collecting vacation junk with these helpful tips. One of the fun parts of traveling is shopping for souvenirs. But I go to a lot of different places. And how many t-shirts, mugs, and keychains from everywhere do I want? Plus, those things aren't usually cool or unique to me. With a bit of effort, I can find something better that will really awe my friends back home. Here's what I do. Pick and choose. Think, do I really want this? I don't need a ton of things to help me remember my vacation.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Should I get a magnet? Or a postcard? What about a pen? Sometimes souvenir shopping can be stressful. In today's article, Joe will give us some great tips for making souvenir shopping easy. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Souvenir. Souvenir is a noun. After we visit the museum, we'll shop for souvenirs. Awe. Awe is a verb. The amazing performance awed the audience. Clutter. Clutter is a verb. David cluttered his room with posters and old comic books. Compliment. Compliment is a noun. Say thank you when someone gives you a compliment. Your more information word is keychain. Keychain is a noun. Let's jump right in.
Well, that is a very good first tip, and our article is called Tips for Souvenir Shopping. And right there in our title, we see a word souvenir. And let's look at that word from our word bank. What is something that is a souvenir, Gabe?
Well, if you go traveling, you might go shopping. You might buy something for your family or friends. Of course, at the beginning of our lesson today, I offered Carolyn some souvenirs, some things that I bought while I was overseas. Carolyn, I think, really enjoys these souvenirs.
Yes, Gabe, I especially enjoyed the rabbit ears.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to wear them for the whole lesson.
Okay.
So I will pass on that souvenir for now, but a souvenir is something that you buy in a special place. Maybe you travel to another country and you buy something to help you remember that trip or experience. And you can also buy souvenirs for other people who weren't with you on the trip so that they can also enjoy it.
And of course, here Joe has another name for souvenirs, kind of a negative name. She says, avoid collecting vacation junk with these helpful tips. So, souvenirs are great, but sometimes people might think of them as just junk. What am I supposed to do with this gift that you gave me? It's just your vacation junk.
That's right. So, I can't really use it. I don't know what to do with it. And it's just taking up space in my house. It is junk. But it doesn't have to be vacation junk. You can buy souvenirs that are great if you follow these helpful tips. In our first sentence, one of the fun parts of traveling is shopping for souvenirs. And it's true. I know that when I go to different places, I really like shopping and thinking about things that I can buy for myself as well as other people.
And so you might go to a place that sells souvenirs. Sometimes there are places that sell lots of souvenirs. That's because lots of tourists go there. Those are called tourist traps, the places where lots of tourists go. Maybe souvenirs are even more expensive. Let's learn more about tourist traps with Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud.
As we ponder souvenir shopping, we need to beware of tourist traps.
As the name suggests, a tourist trap is not a place you want to visit. While it's a place that's designed to attract tourists and help them spend their money, the products and souvenirs sold at tourist traps are generally more expensive than those sold at other places.
That's why it's considered a trap for tourists. You might end up spending more money on things than you need to. You could probably find it cheaper somewhere else.
So how do you avoid tourist traps? Here's a good tip. Talk to the locals and go where they go. This may involve some extra walking, but the idea is to get away from the touristy places.
Right. Touristy places are ones that are designed to attract tourists, especially in an inauthentic way.
Now, I usually avoid touristy places when I visit a city. Instead, I like to discover the real deals. You know, those places that only the locals go to.
Yep, I'm with you there. 今天这一课告诉我们要如何避免买到没有用的纪念品。其实最应该避免的是 tourist trap, 游客陷阱。 Tourist trap 就是专门以高价敲诈观光客的地方。 Don't go to that store, it's a tourist trap. 哪里会有 tourist trap 呢? 当然是 touristy 的地方。 字典上告诉我们 touristy 是观光客的或观光客喜欢的, 其实 touristy 是个带有负面含义的字, 它是指过度观光化或观光气息浓厚的。 比如说, I don't like that area, it's too touristy. 那个地方的观光气息太重了, 我不喜欢。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, I do try to avoid tourist traps when I am traveling. So we were talking about how shopping can be a very enjoyable part of your travel experience. And Joe continues to write, but I go to a lot of different places. And how many t-shirts, mugs, and keychains from everywhere do I want? And this is a good question, especially if you do travel a lot. It can be very easy to just buy too many things.
Mm-hmm. And she's asking this question like this because she means that her answer is not a lot. She doesn't want a lot of these kinds of things. She continues, plus those things aren't usually cool or unique to me. They are not outstanding. There's nothing really special about most of those souvenirs.
That's right. So she doesn't really want to buy a lot of t-shirts or mugs or keychains because they're pretty common and they aren't very special and reflect how she enjoyed her trip. Well, she continues, with a bit of effort, I can find something better that will really awe my friends back home. And she uses this word awe, which is from our word bank to awe someone. It means to impress them or make them feel very special or, oh, mm-hmm. I can't believe it. That's amazing.
That's right. It makes your friends say, wow. You awe your friends. So you can use this as a verb. You can awe somebody and make them amazed about something. It can also be a noun. Your friends could be in awe about something. We were in awe when we saw how beautiful it was. We were in awe. It awed us.
That's right. Well, I am constantly awed by God and His great power and His great mercy and just all of His creation. It is very awing. I am in awe, as Gabe said. Well, continuing, she says, here's what I do. So she's going to give us some tips on what she does when she is shopping for souvenirs. What is the first one, Gabe?
Well, it's simple. Pick and choose. Think. Do I really want this? I don't need a ton of things to help me remember my vacation. Okay, so that's the question you need to ask yourself. Do I really want a certain thing?
That's right. And this is a very good question to ask. Many times when you're traveling, you're just looking at so many things, especially if you get caught in a tourist trap and you think, oh, wow, I can use all of these things. But it's good to just stop and think for a minute. Do I really want this, or do I only want to buy it because the person selling it has convinced me that I need it?
Oh, that happens so much. Well, Joe uses a word here. I like the way that Joe writes. She uses the word ton. I don't need a ton of things to help me remember my vacation. I don't think she really means 2,000 pounds. That's what a ton is. It's 2,000 pounds of something. But she just means here a lot. She doesn't need a lot of things to help her remember her vacation.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 souvenir 这个名词。Souvenir 是指纪念品。例如 ,many shops near the Eiffel Tower sell all kinds of souvenirs. 埃菲尔铁塔附近有许多商店贩卖各式各样的纪念品。Souvenir 也指纪念的物品。例如 ,Sandra kept a handmade bookmark as a souvenir of her summer vacation. Sandra 保存着一张手工书签作为暑假的纪念品。继续我们看的是 awe 这个动词。awe 是指使惊讶或者是使惊奇。例如 ,everyone present was awed by the courage of the firefighters. 每一个在场的人都因为消防队员的勇气而感到惊叹。或者是 ,the little kids were awed by the lions in the zoo. 小朋友们看到动物园里面的老虎都很惊奇。awe 也可以当名词，例如 ,you can't help but stand in awe of this rock legend. 你在这位摇滚传奇面前不得不生出敬畏之心。
Today we're enjoying a lesson by Joe, Tips for Souvenir Shopping. And of course, if you go traveling somewhere, you don't have to go overseas. You could even just go to a museum nearby and buy some souvenirs for people. But you don't want to just buy everything that is there. You want to think about the things that you are buying. Joe has some tips so that you don't just collect junk when you go shopping in other places. So let's continue learning about these tips. The first one is pick and choose. Let's continue learning about this.
Tips for souvenir shopping. I buy myself two or three small things that I really like. They won't weigh me down on my trip, and they won't clutter up my room when I get home. Use it. I get so many compliments on clothes and jewelry I bring back from trips. I love saying, oh, I bought this at a little market in Thailand. For you, it might be wall art, bags, or maybe music. Buy things you'll use. Don't spend money on something that will just collect dust.
While continuing to talk about Jo's first tip to pick and choose, she says, I buy myself two or three small things that I really like. And I think that this is pretty good advice. You don't need to buy 5 or 10 things, and especially not big things, mm-hmm. but just two or three small things that you really like.
And is this something that you do? For me, it is something that I do. I will usually buy something that I really like, that I really enjoy. Jo continues, they won't weigh me down on my trip, and they won't clutter up my room when I get home. All right, so that's a great thing about just buying some small things. They won't weigh you down. Liz will share more about this in the Grammar Gym in a moment, but for now, let's take a look at our word bank word there. It is clutter. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, it means that there are too many things in one area. So there are just so many things. Maybe you have a lot of clutter or your desk is very cluttered. That means that there are just too many things on your desk and you don't really have any space to work.
All right, so you can use this word as a noun, you have a lot of clutter, or as a verb, it is, or an adjective, it is cluttered. There's too much clutter, and some things will clutter up your room when you get home from a vacation if you buy too many things. Right now, it is time for us to learn more with Liz in the Grammar Gym about something that weighs you down.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this statement in today's article. They won't weigh me down on my trip. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase, weigh me down. To weigh someone down means to feel the trouble of carrying or dealing with something. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that she just buys a few little things while on vacation. They're not big and heavy. Big and heavy things will weigh her down on her trip. Okay, let's have a look at some other examples. If you have to carry something heavy, it will certainly weigh you down. Like, Janet is carrying a lot of shopping bags and they are weighing her down. You can also use this phrase to describe difficult situations that are hard to deal with. Like, the stress from having 3 jobs and going to school every night is weighing Scott down. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. It is a good idea to keep things from weighing us down. We don't want to be weighed down. And Jo doesn't want to be weighed down by vacation junk or things that she won't actually use that she buys when she's on vacation or traveling. And her first tip was to pick and choose. But she has another tip for us. She says, use it. Now, Gabe, what does she mean by use it?
Well, she's talking about souvenirs that she gets for herself, right? So you want it to be useful. Use it. So she says, I get so many compliments on clothes and jewelry I bring back from trips. So she is using these things. She has, she's going to buy something that she is going to put on, maybe clothes or jewelry. And Carolyn, she gets compliments on these things.
She does get compliments, and that word is from our word bank. If you receive a compliment from someone, it means that they said something very nice to you. So I might give Gabe a compliment by saying, Gabe, you know, you're really nice to work with.
Oh, Carolyn, thank you. What a nice compliment. You know, that's wonderful. And Carolyn, I just have to say, the way you explained the word compliment was outstanding.
Oh, well, thank you, Gabe. That was a very nice compliment. Thank you for complimenting me.
Well, it's nice to compliment people. Sometimes I think we don't compliment other people enough. We don't say nice things enough. It's important to compliment others on the good things that they do or the good things that you notice about them.
That's right. So if you see someone and you think that maybe they have a really nice smile and it makes you feel so happy and wonderful when you see them because they are happy, you might compliment them and tell them that, you know, you have a really wonderful smile and it makes me feel a lot of joy.
Thanks, Carolyn. Anyway, friends, as you can see, you can use this word as both a noun and a verb. You can compliment someone, give them a compliment. Well, Joe continues, I love saying, oh, I bought this at a little market in Thailand. So that's, for example, just one place she might have bought something, bought a souvenir. Of course, it's nice to be able to say you bought it overseas at some special place.
It is always very nice when someone compliments you and then you can tell them, oh, well, actually, this is something very special. Let me tell you about it. There's a story behind this t-shirt or this bracelet or this necklace or anything that you buy as a souvenir.
That's right. And for Joe, it's clothes and jewelry. But she says for you, it might be wall art, bags, or maybe music. Or something completely different. Carolyn, what is wall art?
Well, wall art would be a piece of art that you hang on your wall. And actually, I bought some wall art while I was in Thailand.
You did not.
I did. I bought a beautiful picture of a tiger painted on black velvet.
Hey, that sounds pretty nice. It sounds like it's very interesting. Some of you like wall art as well. Well, Joe continues, buy things you'll use. Don't spend money on something that will just collect dust. And Carolyn, there's a good phrase that has to do with collecting dust, right?
Yes, it is a dust collector. And let's look at that phrase. A dust collector is exactly what it sounds like. Something that sits on your shelf and you can't use it, but it just collects dust.
That's right. Maybe you've put it there and it remains there for a long time. Just collecting dust. You could call that a dust collector. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle right now in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 clutter 这个动词。Clutter 是指弄乱或者是堆满，常常用被动式。例如 Tommy's desk was cluttered with newspapers and soft drink cans. Tommy 的桌子堆满了报纸跟饮料的罐子。Clutter 也可以当名词，意思就是乱七八糟的东西。例如 Nancy is organized, so her home is tidy and free of clutter. Nancy 非常井井有条，所以她的家里很整齐，完全没有杂物。最后我们看的是 compliment 这个名词。Compliment 是指赞美或者是恭维的话。例如 About what you said before, I take it as a compliment. 不管你之前说什么，我都把它当作是赞美。或者是 Mark loves to pay his wife many compliments, which made her very happy. Mark 很喜欢多多的赞美他太太，让太太非常的心花怒放。And now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Well, today we've been learning a little bit from Joe about some tips for going souvenir shopping when you are on vacation or traveling around the world. And I just kind of wonder, what kind of souvenirs do you like to buy? Do you like to buy useful things, or do you prefer to buy things that you can just enjoy looking at? What about you, Gabe?
Actually, I enjoy buying things like shirts and sunglasses. I bought this cardigan in the United States recently. I like to buy things that are useful so that other people can look at them.
Well, I certainly understand that. I also like to buy things that are useful, but sometimes it's also nice to just buy something that's very beautiful or unique, maybe some handmade craft that you can just enjoy looking at.
That's right. There are some things that are just good for decoration. Well, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we have more to learn, more tips for souvenir shopping in our next lesson here at Studio Classroom.
See you!